This WBEZ podcast is supported by The Auditorium, presenting Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, April 24th through the 26th. Experience the power, passion, and athleticism under the direction of newly appointed artistic director, Alicia Graf Mack. Plus, five Chicago premieres showcasing the bold innovation and artistry that have made Alvin a global cultural treasure. Tickets at auditoriumtheater.org.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. A veterinarian once employed by a suburban horse racing track is accusing that facility and a state agency of misconduct. Veterinarian Christine Tuma once worked for Hawthorne Racecourse. My colleague Dave McKinney reports Tuma says she lost her job after telling regulators dozens of horses she deemed physically unfit were racing anyway. And now, as her lawyer Haskell Garfinkel explains, she's suing Hawthorne, the Illinois Racing Board, and others in federal court.
The gist of this case is whether they, in fact, conspired to illegally run these lame horses. And then, as a result of our clients reporting to the federal and state regulators that they were illegally running these races, she was terminated.
Hawthorne calls Tuma's claims false, misguided, and defamatory. The North Suburban man accused of gunning down seven people at the 4th of July parade in Highland Park in 2022 did not show up to a scheduled court hearing today. My colleague Michael Puente reports a brief hearing was held this morning at the Lake County Courthouse in Waukegan. 23-year-old Robert Cremo III is charged with dozens of counts of murder, attempted murder, and aggravated battery. And he was supposed to be present for the hearing, but declined transport to the courthouse from the county jail where he's being held. The judge reset the hearing too early next month, but reminded Cremo's attorneys that hearings can proceed even without a client present. Cremo is scheduled to stand trial in February. An exhibition at Rainbow Beach in Chicago is focusing on gender, violence, community, and identity. Southside artist and researcher Tiffany Johnson's Uncounted and Counting dives into decades of how violence has impacted marginalized communities. My colleague Claire Lane reports part of the installation includes 17 flags of brightly colored portraits of violence survivors and bold text of violence statistics. Johnson says she tried to answer what happens when you put survivors at the center of a community.
How do we think about this work beyond just the crisis? What does preventative work really look like? And how do we have a better understanding of breaking it down? Thinking about survivor support work from a lens of not only just preventative work and crisis intervention work, and as well as how does policy enforce and shift that?
A vast list of violence prevention and healing resources are also part of this project. They're available online. The exhibit runs until September 24th. Although the Chicago Bears won their Week 1 game against the Titans, it came despite an offensive performance that left much to be desired. Rookie quarterback Caleb Williams threw for just 93 yards and no touchdowns in his much-anticipated debut and had to rely on the Bears' defense and special teams for much of the scoring. Williams says he's putting work in to make sure his second game goes better.
We're here getting better. Obviously, it was week one for us. We came out with the win. We're really excited for that, like I said before. And then, just getting back out here, make sure we're focused on the small things, the details, you know, whether it's myself, footwork, drops, things like that, or whether it's the routes, whether it's the run game, hand placements, all these other things when blocking to make sure that, you know, as an offense, we're successful.
Williams and the Bears have their work cut out for them. Their next matchup is against the reigning AFC South champs, the Houston Texans. And people in Canada and northern U.S. cities like Seattle and Minneapolis may see faint auroras late tonight and into Friday morning because of moderate solar storms. Now, if any of those storms become more intense, the phenomenon might be glimpsed as far south as here in Chicago, maybe New York City. The sun's magnetic field is currently at the peak of its 11-year cycle, and that's making storms and aurora displays more frequent. Weather, sunny skies and a high in the upper 80s, and then tonight, partly cloudy, a low near 60. Friday, partly sunny with a high in the low 80s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.